Hello, this is Fine. This is the Prophetess, the Finished Work of Christ, episode 729. And I trust that you are learning and you're putting all that I'm saying into practice. Because I encouraged you yesterday that you're supposed to be what? A king and a priest, kingly priesthood. And that don't walk in only session A and forget about session B. That you should walk in both of them. So let's go for a golden scripture from where we dig all the good. That's 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And it says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein you stand, by which also you're saved. Always pause yet say that you have not, by which also you're saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believe in vain. The way supposed to say, you've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead. Then he continues, so I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. So we've been looking at how Christ died. We've looked at the various physical events, went on the revelation. We've gone to Genesis to look at Abraham. And then we are now, we've gone through Luke 1, the incarnation, and now we are in Proverbs 4:20 that says, my son, pay attention to my word. How are we going to pay attention to God's word? By dropping social media and all the other things, so much time. By the time that your phone is telling you how much you have averaged in a day, you realize your life has been around your phone. We're dropping that so that we can concentrate on the Bible, the Word of God. Sit by it, read it, really soak in the Word of God. And as you're listening like this, keep listening as you're driving or listening. You begin from episode 1, where whichever episode tickles you, go there. You're listening, keep listening. That is what we mean by pay attention to my word. We want to give more time to the word of God than every other thing. We make it priority. Good. So I said to you in the last episode that you have been made a king and a priest, and that you should not concentrate on one and to the disadvantage of the other. Don't neglect one. You shouldn't. You should not neglect session A for session B. Neither should you neglect session B for session A. You're supposed to have both working in you. So Revelation 1, 5, and 6 says that God has made you a king and a priest. And I said that if I were writing, I was the one writing this Bible, I would have said a priest before a king. Because for me, the priest is heavier than the kingship. God says no. He put the king before the priest and says that kingly priesthood, royal priesthood, for ye are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people. So that's who you are. You are a kingly priest. You should never forget this. Both of them should work in us. They must operate in us, and we should not drop one for the other. Of course, a religious mind will drop the kingly and say, what am I going to do with kingly? I rather want to serve God. I rather want to serve God. I rather want to do his will for my life. I don't need. You need it. You need it. Why do you need it? Because the king is speaking. He speaks. He is using the authority of Christ. How are you going to do well in the mission field if you don't know about authority? The authority God has. How? Just tell me, how are you going to function? How are you going to do on the mission field? How are you going to do well in evangelism? How are you going to do well when you go out to talk to people about Christ? How are you going to? You have to function also in your kingship. You must take up that role and function. And that is why I'm teaching you this. So if you're here, then you know that I'm going to function as a priest. I'm going to function as a king, number one, before even the priest. I am going to walk in it. If God has given it to me, I'm going to use it. Oh, I'm going to use it. I'm going to. And how would you function as a king? The word of the king is power. Power is in the word of the king. So when Jesus said, whosoever shall say. It means that you are going to be a speaker to mountains. You are going to be a speaker to mountains. You are going to speak to mountains. Okay, so am I going to just stand before Mountain Everest? Am I going to look for the mountain in my town? No, definitely not. When we say mountains, we're talking about things that loom large before you. Somebody listening to me, as you are listening to me, you're thinking about payment. You are in debt, D-E-B-T. You need to pay up something urgently. It can't wait. Well, some people, they are even going to repossess your house or repossess a property, or you are in court. Something, I mean, it involves a lot of money. You're paying lawyers. Listen. Jesus, oh God, come and speak for me, God. Come, it is religion that makes all the songs that we hear. God will speak for you. God will fight for you. God will tame the raging seas for you. God will calm your storms. Listen, it is not true. It's not true. God is never coming down from heaven to come and calm anybody's storm. He is not coming down from heaven to speak to the winds to be still ever again. Why? He has given that authority to men. I don't know if I should tell you this story, but I read it from Papa Hagen, Kenneth E. Hagen. And he said that one day, Jesus appeared to him in a vision. He saw Jesus standing there. Jesus began to teach him. As Jesus was teaching him, something happened. Something unfortunate happened. A demon jumped from somewhere, nowhere, and entered into the between he and Jesus. The demon was misbehaving, shouting, leaping, and bringing up smoke until the whole room was smoke. You could not even see Jesus. Then at a point, he couldn't take it anymore, and he shouted and screamed, "Shut up and get out of here." And the demon said, "I don't want to go, but because you have instructed me, I have to do so." And then he turned to Jesus. Jesus, why did you allow that to happen? Why did you allow? Listen, a lot of people say, why God? And the answer is this. Jesus said, "I could do nothing. I can't do anything about that." You can't tell me that you won't, but if you say you can't, say, I can't. I left the authority to do that for you. When Jesus was going in Matthew 28, what did he say? All authority, 18, verse 18, in heaven and on this earth has been given unto me. Then he puts it in his name and said, "In my name, go into the world and preach the gospel. Use this name. It's here. I've given it to you. I don't have it again." And he went. He left us. He left. Of course, he is with us. He's inside of us. And he's waiting for you to use that name of Jesus. Take it and use it. Oh, ye priests, and you king, you are a king before a priest, kingly priest. Please take it and use it. Take it. Oh, it will work for anyone, each and every one of us, whosoever. Are you ready to say to this mountain, "You're so blessed, please come back for more"?